The Pittsburgh Concert Society for years has been encouraging talented young artists through its Young Artist Awards, and over the years you've heard pianists and bassoonists, vocalists, string players of different instruments. Today it's strings once again. You'll get a chance to meet the honoree who is about to play for you shortly. She's accompanied by Soonyam Kim, and the player this morning who will join us is Kuna Kim. She is 16, an 11th grader at Fox Chapel Area High School. She has two pieces that she'll play, and we'll talk with her after she begins. Our pleasure to welcome Kuna Kim. Thank you. How beautiful. You heard Kuna Kim on violin, accompanied by Sinyam Kim this morning. And Kuna, can you tell me the name of what you just played?
That was the Lalo Sinfonía Española First Movement.
And tell me a bit about yourself. Congratulations,
Thank you, first of all,
on your Young Artist Award winning performance with Pittsburgh Concert Society. What else do you like to do? In addition to playing violin, clearly you like playing violin.
Yeah. I usually just focus on playing the violin, but I do like to take photos and like photography and edit pictures.
Now, you're of the age where you might be thinking about what you're going to do after graduating from high school, this being your 11th grade year. Have you thought about majors or college? Or I'm assuming that might be in your future. What would you like to do?
I would like to go into violin performance.
Excellent. I had a feeling, but I didn't want to assume
anything.
Have you been looking at any schools yet?
Yeah, there are some schools I've been looking at. But
Where have you looked?
I haven't really looked at, like, some schools in, like, particular, but I've been looking around.
Well, that's great. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or send a shout-out to?
I'd like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for this wonderful opportunity. And I would like to thank my parents and my family and my friends.
Who have you studied violin with?
Currently, I'm studying with Bill Vandersloot at the CMU Prep School, but he's a professor at CMU.
And that's they have a special music prep school, right?
Yeah.
That's where you are. A lot of folks don't know about that school. It's pretty cool. What happens there? There's a lot of different instruments being covered, and it's kind of a neat environment. Have you studied there for a while?
No, I just started this year, and I'm like just taking lessons. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And your company is, the two of you must have worked together a lot to play as intricate a piece as the one you just did. It
yeah.
was fun to listen to both of you. How did you two get connected to play together?
I needed an accompanist, so somebody introduced both of us. And it's been really great working with her.
I'll bet. It's got to be very different. Do you play in any larger ensembles?
Yeah, I'm in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Excellent. Well, I'm so happy that you're here today. And you have another piece, a Mozart piece. What is it?
It's the Mozart Piano and Violin Sonata number 18.
Excellent. We'll take a listen to that. This is our only chance to talk. I want to be sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention that I didn't ask you about?
I think that was everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to check. We can always sneak something in. Thank you for joining us today to listen to such a great performance. Once again, we have Sun Yum, who's going to accompany Kuna Kim. And you're about to hear Mozart Sonata 18, Movement 1. Beautifully done. That is Kuna Kim. Accompanied by Sinyam Kim. And Eve Goodman, you know Eve, I bet, is here to mention. Hang on, we're going to talk with Eve. Funnel disconnect her first. Hang on, Eve. There, I've done it. Hey, Eve, I was just thinking about you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Larry? I'm really enjoying the show this morning. It's been nice.
Thank you. Eve, and you may not be able to hear Eve. You can hear if you slip some headphones on. Eve is with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. And is there a concert coming up?
There is a concert coming up. We have a free concert on Saturday, November 3rd. It's at 2 p.m. We'll be doing works by Tchaikovsky, Symphony No. 4, and Respighi's Fountains of Rome, and the Mendelssohn Sinfonia No. 10, and a Bach chorale. So, and I believe we're in the process of trying to schedule some pre-young people activities before the concert begins. So people can visit our website at pyso.org and get more information and get free tickets. Drop us a line and let us know what they think. And Kuna is just one of the many talented people, young students we have playing with us. So I'm very excited about the concert.
Now, the date again is November 3rd. Is that right? And what's the venue?
The venue is Heinz Hall.
How nice. So you can go see a free concert at Heinz Hall now. And I think, although it's free, you need to get tickets, right? So if you go to pyso.org, you can get tickets.
Yes. And the reason being, I know it sounds ridiculous, but for foundations, we need as accurate a count as we can get of how many people are coming. So we found the best way to do that is, you know, have people print tickets from home, or if they don't have a computer, we're happy to send mail tickets to them. All they need to do is give us a call, and that number is 412-392-4872. And just leave their name and address and how many tickets they would like, and we're happy to mail them out to them.
What a great way to spend a day. You can get a little calm before Election Day.
Yes.
As it, I'm looking to see November 3rd is a Saturday.
Correct.
And is that an afternoon concert?
Yes.
So Saturday afternoon. November 3rd, 2 p.m., pyso.org. I'm so glad to have you here, Eve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm usually running around and never get a chance to listen to your radio show, so I'm really happy to just be relaxing this half hour and listening, and I just love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Busy Saturdays, I know. Thanks, Eve. And thanks again, Kuna. And I'm glad you've called to mention the concert coming up.